Hello.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, yeah, Vic.
Yes, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
Great. It's really nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
Thank you very much for agreeing to do this.
No problem.
And, gosh, Pamela, you've been busy this political season.
I know, way too busy.
So, I have to ask you, first of all, I mean, are you aware of how many people have indirectly attributed, you know, a tremendous amount of work that you did, important work, during this political season? Because I remember reading in some website that one individual person, and I think it was either National Review or some other major conservative website, attributed, you know, without naming you, they said one person working out of their home has uncovered all these things that the entire mainstream media has not uncovered.
I got that article sent to me by a friend, yeah.
And, I mean, it really is incredible, because we're not only talking about, you know, the major networks and the cable channels, we're also talking about entities like PBS and, you know, bloggers all over the internet, and no one uncovered the trove that you did about basically just things that Barack Obama and Democrats have said over the last 5 to 10 years.
Well, that's the thing of it. I mean, it's all there, and I'm nobody special. I mean, I'm a mom, and I'm a children's book illustrator. I don't, you know, I have no experience in this. And the thing that is pointing out the most is that we have no media. And it's at this point, it's frightening, you know, because not only did they not vet Obama, you know, it's just we have no media, like nobody actually doing the job. And that is a scary thing for our freedom.
Well, let me just mention right off the bat for anyone listening to this audio tape or to this cast that Pamela's YouTube site is Naked Emperor News, all one word. And Pam, right now I'm looking at the list of the videos on your YouTube account, and I've selected, you know, view by the most viewed. And obviously the number one view of all your videos is the one that shows the Democrats from 2004 fighting against both the regulatory group OFEO and the Republicans who were trying to get stricter regulation on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Right, right.
And I have to confess to you that the first time I saw this video, you know, what the thought that came across my mind was that this is a former, you know, congressional staffer who happened to remember this and knew where to get the videotape. Because I wouldn't know personally where to go to find this video. So,
well, it was on C-SPAN. C-SPAN has a great video archive. And actually, I was looking for, at the time, it came out that, you know, John McCain had argued for regulations in 2006 on the Senate floor, you know, to stop Freddie and Fannie to regulate them, and it got voted down because the Democrats had the majority at that point. So I was actually looking for that, which I don't think he actually, you know, after research, I don't think he actually argued it. I think it was just put into the record, you know, his words on it, which is very, you know, common. But as I was doing searches under Freddie and Fannie, I came across that hearing, and, you know, it was a seven-hour hearing, and it had, like, two views. So I think the only people who had viewed it were congressional staffers. So, yeah, I started watching it, and it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe my eyes. Yeah, you know, just hearing Maxine Waters sitting there say, who she's, I'm in California, she's from here, you know, oh, there's no problem, as they just, you know, laid out the problems, and, you know, just consistently, every Democrat just, you know, oh, no, nothing's wrong, nothing's wrong. I'm like, is this real? I mean, you know, I couldn't, when the Republican Shays, I think from Connecticut, I think just tragically lost, you know, was saying, are you guys, is this a joke? Are you on their payroll? I mean, I can't believe I was watching a government hearing, you know?
Right.
Unbelievable. So, yeah, and there's nobody uncovering this stuff. I don't know why.
So let me ask you then exactly where you went. You went to PBS.org and you just did a search through their video archive?
Yeah. It was, well, on that one, it was C-SPAN. C-SPAN has a video library.
Okay,
and
right.
And after, it's funny, after I did that one and it came out, now I'll see different clips on from their video archive on, like, Hannity and Combs. It's like everybody found that, you know, found that place now, which is good, you know? Because, you know, I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm not doing anything special. I'm just looking, you know?
Right. So, Pam, you know, being that you're the one who's found all this stuff, what can you tell us about yourself? I mean, you have no political experience per se. You're just a person who's very interested in this stuff. Just
I've always been conservative. I'm conservative. I grew up in Chicago, in the suburbs, ironically, and you know, live out in Southern California now. And I'm a mom. I'm an illustrator. Been an illustrator for like 20 years. And, you know, conservative. And what happened was I read a lot because I'm in the publishing industry, and I got Obama's book and Dreams from My Father, and I read the book, and, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe what I was reading and that this man was potentially going to be the president of the United States. And I, you know, my husband and I watched Fox News, and, you know, they'd talk about it, and we watch other news programs, and you know, nobody was really talking about how, you know, extreme this man is. And frankly, you know, I was screaming at the TV, like, are they ever going to uncover this? Are they ever going to uncover this? And it was the Reverend Wright thing finally that got some play. And the thing that still drives me insane is Obama was allowed to say he never heard these things in the pews. In the book, Obama details the Audacity to Hope sermon where he heard Reverend Wright say, white man's greed causes a world in need. You know, that's fairly anti-white to me. That's fairly nasty to me,
well,
you know.
It meets the definition for racism, as it basically calls an entire race of people, it stereotypes them.
Right,
that
responsible
all whites
for
are
all
greedy.
The strife in the world. Nobody went back and said, sir, you did hear these things. You heard this. And at that point, really, literally, it was to save my marriage that I started looking for this stuff, because my husband's like, oh, you know, you got to stop. Someone's going to do it. And I'm like, I don't think anyone's going to do it. So, you know, stop screaming at him. I decided I'd start looking for stuff.
And now we find out just today or last night that Bill Ayers is finally speaking, and he's admitted that, quote, Obama is a family friend.
I know, and is any media right now reporting that Obama lied? No, no one.
Of
course not. That should be the headline.
No, absolutely. I mean, he did everything he could to portray this as a distant fellow that he really was not in any way close to, just a guy that, quote, I know who lives in the neighborhood.
And if this was John McCain or any Republican, you know, if this was George Bush, any Republican, my God, if it was Sarah Palin, it would be 24/7 news cycles of, you know, the lie from the debate where he's just a fan, you know, he's just a guy in the neighborhood. That would be running with, you know, next to Ayers' clip over and over and over again. And it's just gotten to an insane point. And it's worked. I mean, look what they've done. We've got the most radical person in the White House that's ever been. And it's a frightening thing, you know.
Right. Well, you know, the stuff that I've picked up in the videos that you posted, for example, I found the one with Andrew Cuomo that unfortunately only has 97,000 views right now, where he's basically talking about affirmative action mortgage loans.
Exactly.
And where he basically sends out the threat to the entire banking industry, you'd better start giving loans to everybody and stop worrying about qualifications. I don't have to tell you this, I'm sure your experience is the same, that nobody knows about this stuff. I mean, everybody, all my friends, all my coworkers, when I tell them about, you know, everything that the Democrats did to basically do away with, you know, lending standards, it's all news to them.
Yeah, it is frightening. No, nobody does know. And, you know, again, news, we have no news media. And this is not going to be okay, because he's going to get in, he's going to do the same sort of things, and nobody's going to be watching him, you know, it's a frightening thing, but yeah, it just, at the end, you know, people were all jumping on it and taking advantage, but yeah, this has been set up for 20 years that they were doing this, it's crazy.
Right. Well, Pam, I don't want to keep you on too long, I just want to quickly run through some of the videos here with the largest views, largest number of views, and number two on your hit list is the redistribution of wealth radio broadcast.
Right.
That one got a lot of views in a short period of time, because I think it came out within 2 weeks of the election. Isn't that right?
Right. Yeah. And I didn't time any of this. When I found it, I put it up.
Right.
know, and yeah, that, you know, it did get a lot. And I think that one helped a lot because I think it went from Joe the plumber and maybe he just misspoke to, no, this is really this guy's philosophy. And that, I'm happy about that one, even though, you know, he got elected, because I think it'll make people watch him a little closer.
I'm really blown away by the fact that you, a housewife at home, have literally embarrassed and taken the, you know, pulled the pants down on the entire mainstream media, that none of them have found or told the American people about this stuff prior to one woman in California doing it. I mean, it just blows my mind.
It's scary. It blows my mind and my family's and my friends' minds too.
Right.
It's frightening, and the media should be ashamed. I mean, they should just be ashamed. They just, I don't know what, they're just talking heads at this point. They don't do any, you know, work, any research, any reporting.
Right. Number three on the list is the one with the Fannie Mae CEO back a few years ago meeting with some Democratic groups and basically saying that we're friends and family and I cover your backs and you cover mine type thing.
Right, yeah, he called them, Obama was there, it was when he was first sworn in, and yeah, he called them his family, the Congressional Black Caucus's Fannie Mae's family, because of, you know, everything we just priorly discussed, that, you know, I mean, all the Clinton administration affirmative action loans, and that, you know, all the people in that hearing, you know, 90% of them were part of the Congressional Black Caucus, and this was affecting those neighborhoods, which, ironically, this social engineering has ended up devastating the very communities it sought to help, you know, now with all the foreclosures. And that is the way, you know, socialism works. It does devastate the people it claims to help.
And the next video in the list is the one that was also quite a shocker within the last couple of weeks of the election, was the one where you uncovered Obama's statement that through cap and trade and the whole carbon tax program, he wanted to, quote, bankrupt the coal industry.
Right, yeah. I got that, like, the Saturday before the election, so I posted it late Saturday night, and so it only had, like, 2 days. But, yeah, that one I was really depressed I hadn't found a little earlier because, you know, that maybe could have made a difference in Pennsylvania and Ohio. But, yeah, that it's frightening. I mean, he's an incredibly liberal, you know, gentlemen, and it's funny to hear all the pundits now going, oh, he's going to go to the center, he's going to... No, he's not. You know, if you listen to the things he said consistently for the last... And he has been consistent for the last couple years that he's been in public office. He is incredibly left, and that's where he's going, and that's the change he's talking about.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And when I listened to the audio portion of his redistribution of wealth radio broadcast... And he used the phrase redistributive change. I finally understood it, and I thought it was pretty obvious the kind of change that he was talking about.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the scariest part of that to me, and the part that never got covered, was, I mean, basically he's saying he wants to rework our Constitution.
Yep.
You know, the entire point of our Constitution was limited government. That's why we have the Bill of Rights. The government can't take our guns. The government can't take our religion. The government can't take our freedom of speech. And he wants to turn that around, and is saying that there to... You know, the government says you get health care, so I get to take this from everyone else to give you your health care. The government, you know, I get to do this to give you that and that. It's a basic total change of the establishment of essentially the greatest country in the world and why we're so successful.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it was pretty obvious what he was saying there was that it's unfortunate that the Constitution does not say what the government, quote, must do for you.
Exactly.
And therefore, he ends up basically saying that we can't do this through the courts, this redistributive change, that it has to be done through legislation.
Right.
And the thing that, the portion there that I just can't get over is the fact that he says that the Constitution doesn't say what the government must do for you. And that's patently false, because it does say that the government has to provide for the common defense and the general welfare and justice. And, you know, I think the problem for Obama and people who have his type of philosophy is that it doesn't say enough, or it doesn't say the kind of things that they want the government to do for the people.
Well, exactly.
And that's what's so un-American and so unconstitutional.
It is. I mean, it is the exact opposite of how and why our government was formed. They were fighting against the tyranny where they controlled everything, and that is why we have been so successful. I mean, that is the fundamental fact of America, you know, the freedom of people, the individual liberty. That's why the entire world comes here. And what he's doing is essentially going to try to turn that on its head. And, you know, it's a frightening thing, and I don't think people understand it. I hope before it's too late, people will begin to understand it so we can help stop it.
Yep. Pamela, thanks very much for your time, and congratulations for doing work that nobody else did, that all of us should be doing, and certainly the quote-unquote experts in the field of journalism. And maybe that's what Sarah Palin's talking about when she tells the media maybe she can help them do their job.
I think it is.
Because they're certainly not doing the things they should be doing. And,
no.
Did you pick up on the fact that Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel, when one of your latest discoveries hit the internet, I remember Shep Smith saying, so who's releasing these tapes at this time? Almost like a little conspiracy theory, like it's some Republican operative working for McCain. It's like, no, it's just Pamela Key from home.
I've noticed that, you know, when tapes would come out, people would say things like that. I've gotten accused of being Karl Rove and, you know, all sorts of things. You know, it's like, and the timing has been questioned a lot, you know, and it's like, I'm sorry, that's just when I have some time to look in between doing work.
Right. Pamela, again, thank you so much for your time and for, you know, the work that you did. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough, but...
But we have to keep fighting.
Absolutely.
You know, we cannot let him fundamentally change the greatest nation in the world. And I'm hoping once he starts trying, people realize that, you know, this is not... I'm hoping essentially there's going to be buyer's remorse at some point when people start to wake up because they've just been brainwashed by an occult of personality and... You know, hopefully people will go, whoa, you know, I don't want my kids to go to mandatory civil service. And, you know, hopefully, you know, people will start waking up.
And I think this is what Hillary Clinton was trying to tell us during the primaries, huh?
I do. Yeah, I do. I think they were trying to warn us, you know. It's not, yeah, this is bad.
Pam, thanks again. Have a great weekend.
No problem. Thanks, Vic. It was my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.